First, I really would like to give a shikayach to two people who made this year happen, and hopefully it'll be a weekly occurrence. The Lineda, first of all, the inspiration for this year was Mr. Shelley Greenberger, who wanted to get together. Last year we started a Shtickel Hashkafa series, but he wanted to get together to learn an Indian of Hashkafa. And the suggestion of what to learn was actually from Yehuda Lieberman, and I wanted to thank both of them for keeping on me to actually set a date and to do it. And the idea to learn the Chovetz Halvavos, the Shar HaBitachon, in these trying times where the truth is, we're seeing B'chush, we're seeing with our own eyes the folly of being Boiteach in anything but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But I'd like to start, not with the Chovetz Halvavos, but I'd like to start with something that is from the Yesoides or Amuna, that we all, that all Yidden have to know. And that really is the last Ramban, that he gave out in the handout there, the last Ramban in Parshas Boy. The last Ramban in Parshas Boy discusses the mitzvah of tefillin. And the mitzvah of tefillin has to be a zikaron bein einecha. It has to be something that we remember bein einai, bein einayim. And the truth is that I'm going to start three lines before the Ramban that you have. I just didn't have the time to make a copy of just three lines and to cut and to paste and all that stuff. I think I do have a program that I could do that all with without even copying, but I don't know how to use it. But I will read the words of the Ramban. Hine, you don't have this in front of you. May eis hayois avoides gilulim ba'olam. Oivdei gilulim ba'olam. From the time that there were goyim, or the gilulim, worshippers of idols in the world, mimei enosh, the days of enosh, heichelu hadeyos lehishtabesh bo'emuna. The deyos became meshubosh, they became distorted in emuna. Mehem koifrim be'ikr, they're those that are koifrim be'ikr, bo'emrim ki ha'olam kadmoin, that the world is something that preceded everything. The world is kadmoin. And that there was no creator of the world. Kichashu b'Hashem, they denied the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yayimru loyhu. U'mehem makhishim b'yediyosoy ha'protis v'omru. They said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't know what's happening in this world. U'mehem sheyaydu b'yediyo u'makhishim b'ashkocha. They're moider that there's an Eibishter. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Mashkiach. He doesn't really look so much. He's not concerned with what's going on with mere mortals. Yasu Adam Kidgei Hayom. They're like the fish in the ocean. Shelo Yashkiach HaKel Bohem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Mashkiach in them. Ve'eni Mohem Oynish Oyschar. There's no Oynish, there's no Schar. Yoimlu, they say, Ozov Hashem Es Ha'aretz. I'm on the top line there. The Eibishter says like this: V'chashe yirtzo elokim ve'eda ibiyochid v'yasei ma emoifes b'shinoi min hagai shel olam. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu changes the teva and does something that's such an unbelievable thing in the world, everybody stands up. Min hagai shel olam v'tibay yispiral l'koil bittel adeis ha'ela kula. It becomes clear and apparent to everyone that these deos are not true. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashkiach in the world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the creator of the world, and all is in his control. Ki ha-moifes ha-niflo meire sheyesh lo'olam eloika, mechadshoi v'yedeyo mashkiach v'yoch. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechadesh the world, b'chol yoyim tuvoi. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about the world, and he constantly infuses koyach into the world. But I want to just skip a little bit to the bottom of that paragraph, and I'd like to discuss the way the Ramban discusses how what we learn from Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Ramban says like this: V'zu kavanosam b'masha amru, he's talking about the coil of tefillah. Yikru el leikim b'chazaka, they'll call out to Hashem with strength, the last line. Mikana talomet she tefillah tzricha coil. Tefillah requires coil. Chatsifa netzach levisha u'min hanisim ha'gidoylim ha'mufursamim. This is the kicker over here. The Ramban is trying to bring out. From the tremendous nisim that everyone sees, are the maida b'nisim ha'nistorim. A person is maida in the hidden nisim. She'ein yisoid ha'tayra kula. That's the yisoid of the whole Torah. She'ein la'adam chelik b'taras Moshe Rabbeinu. A person does not have a chelik in Hashem's Torah, in Torah's Moshe Rabbeinu. At she'namin, until we believe, b'chol divreinu u'mikreinu, in all of our dvarim in the world, and anything that happens to us, she'kulam nisim, that everything is a nes, that I woke up this morning is a nes, that I'm speaking now is a nes, that I'm sitting here listening to someone speaking is a nes. Everything is a nes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ein bohem teva u'minhogoy shel oylam. There is no teva, there is no nature, and minhogoy shel oylam. Bein v'ravim bein v'yochim. Elim yasa ha-mitzvus yatzlichenu schorim. V'im yavar aleim yachrisenu anshim. If a person will do the mitzvahs, he'll be matzliach and he'll have schar. And if a person doesn't, yachrisenoi anshoi, his einish cuts him down. Hakol b'gzeiras elyoin, kasher eskarti kfar. V'yisparsim u'anisim anestorim b'inyin harabim, asher yovoi b'yudei toira b'inyin habroches v'aklolos. And the Ramban, just to go back to the page before, the Ramban tries his koveya, that this idea is really in every mitzvah. If you look at the middle of the page, I want to go back to that, and I want to discuss how he discusses just with the mitzvah of tefillin, why the mitzvah of tefillin is bein einechem, between our eyes. The Ramban says, V'chein, in the middle of the page, Kol ki yoytze bohen, mitzvus rabbi zeichel yitzias mitzrayim, b'hakoyol lihi yoyz lenu b'chol hadoyres, edus b'moytzim, edus in the miracles, shelo yishtakhu v'lo yipischoim per l'koyfer, nobody should be able to be koyfer, l'hakish amunas alekim, to be makish, to deny the amun in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki hakoyne mezuzah b'zuz echad, a person buys a mezuzah with one zuz, the cover of the pischoy in his chaving the inyana kvar hoyde bechidish ha'olam. He's moida that there's a boirei olam and the Eibusha was mechadish the world. And when he wears a pair of tefillin, the Ramban before talks, he puts it between his eyes and the mokim hazikorein on his head, that we should remember with every fiber of our being that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world and he took us out of Mitzrayim, and every trit and strit of our life comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The gamben avua vehemin bechol pinoi satera milvad shahoida shechesed abay regadu. Ma'oid aloysa ritzoynash tetsuyena mi'oysa yavdus lecheiris. And the Ramban goes on and discusses how that not just the nisim of Mitzrayim, but in every mitzvah, in the mitzvah of tefillin b'prat, is to remind us every day when we put on the tefillin that every step of our lives is run by, is the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mashkiach olam. The Ramban, this is the Yesoidus of Amunah, that there is no Teva. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashkiach on everything, and everything that happens, happens with a purpose and with a reason. The truth is that it's one of the greatest Yesoidus in our lives, in the world, okay? But it's also something that is so difficult to really grasp. Because the truth is that in life we see cause and we see effect. We see a picture and we think we're seeing the whole picture. We see that I come up with an idea and I make money. I make a bad move, I lose money. I see people who are industrious and they make money. I see people, Taka, who it seems that the world around them, the teva that's around, is really dictating what's going on. So I'd like to start with the Shara Bitochen. I'd like to read the words that everybody has in front of you. The Shara Bitochen. The Shara Bitochen is the fourth Shara in the Chovis Havavis. The Chovis Havavis was written by Rishon Rabbeinu Bachya in Pekuda. It was written close to the year 1100. And the words then the words that were written then are so mamish that make of the yerid at home today. And I'd like to read. And the truth is, the words speak for themselves. But I'd like to be madgish certain things, and bring out certain points. And this last point that I asked, I'd like to read, and I'd like to say, see what where that he's really addressing this. That Abach is really addressing this. Omer Amechaber. If they should call the Maimarenu, the Maimar before this, the Shar HaRavi, was the Shar Avodas Elokim. That's the show, the gateway to Avodas Elokim. So he's prefacing and saying, this is his preface to the Shar. If they should call the Maimarenu, the Chiyav Kabbalas Avodas Elokim, it was the Chiyav of the Avod of being Oved HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ra'isi Lohavi Acher of Mashu Tzorech Yosem Mikol HaDvarim. Listen to what he says. I decided to talk about after the expressing the importance of Avodas Hashem, the most important thing, Mashu Tzorech Yosef Mikol Advarim Loivir Alekim Yisbarach, someone who's Oivir Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Vohu Habitochim Olof Bechol Dvarav, to be Beiteach in Hakadosh Baruch Hu in all his dvarim. Ba'avur Mashu Yesh Boim in Atoyaliyos Hagidoyos. It is a tremendous benefit to a person. It's tremendously beneficial. Ta'aliyah means a benefit. Be'inyin ha-Torah, u'be'inyin ha-Olam. Be'inyin ha-Torah, when he talks about Torah, he doesn't just mean learning Torah. He means in a person's ruchni, it's a person's spiritual well-being. Bitochain is the most important thing to a person's spiritual well-being. And not only that, in this physical world, be'inyin ha-Olam, in the world itself, a person who's Beiteach al Hashem, it is the most beneficial thing for him in the physical world. The Tayaliyah is Boy B'Tayrosa. What is the Tayaliyah? What is the benefit to a person in his Ruchnius? Boy and B'Tayrosa. Mehen Menuchas Nafshe. Tranquility. U'B'Tchoinoi al Aleikov Yisporach. Reliance, bitochin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kimoy sheha eved chayev liftoyach al adoinav. You have an eved. You have a slave. The slave knows he works for the master. The master pays him. The master feeds him. It's in the master's best interest to feed him. He's betech. He relies totally on his master. He has no reason to doubt that his master will give him sustenance. He has no reason to doubt it. Mipnei shemeinena betech velekim. If a person is not Beiteach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this I believe is perhaps the most important point, Beiteach Bizulosa. He is Beiteach, he believes in something else. Man was created, and I'd like to digress for a moment. Man was created to rely on another force. Man was created to believe, to cleave to something else. If you think about it, in history, people were oivid avodah zarah, they were oivid statues. They were oivid things that almost were nonsensical. That avodah zarah is because there's an innate desire within man to believe and to rely on another force. And if you're not going to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're going to believe in something else. And listen to what he says. If I don't rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I rely on something else, and that something else could be an Avodah Zarah, it could be my mind, it could be my accountant, it could be my financial advisor, it could be my money in the bank, it could be Bernie Madoff. It could be anything but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you look throughout history what people believed in. It's amazing. It's amazing. Beiteach in this. In fact, sometimes you think people are beiteach in schoolers and this and that. It's part of the same idea. It's part of the same idea. Someone once told me, you know, it's a gewaldige school in business to be erlich in business. Gewaldige school. That's a tough school, you know.
It's easier to say chai, to say tilim, a little bit of tilim, get some stock in the morning, and face, we're a kmeya, we're a mezuzah, I don't know. No face, kiss the chacham's hand, whatever it is. Right? We're going to be b'teach in something. You're basically b'teach in something. B'teach b'zulasa. But now he comes up, he says, the Rabbeinu Bachya over here, the Chavis Halava, says an unbelievable thing. And this answers the question we started with a little bit. We started the Shaar B'tachin with. Why is it that we see that it seems that it is working that way a little bit? The guy who has the inside of tip, he's making the money. The guy who has the inside track, he's taka working that way. Sometimes it seems that way, until who knows what happens. Umi, listen to these words, unbelievable words. Umi sheboiteach bezulas Hashem. If a person is boiteach, sorry, I just quoted you. Not in your name, no. Umisha Vaiteach Bezulas Hashem, a person who trusts in something that's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meser ho Elokim Hashgachosoi Ne'olov. Listen to this. The Eibishter takes away his Hashgacha on him. Umaniach Oisoi Biyad Mishabotach Olov. Those are frightening words. What does he say? If a person is Baiteach and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he's got that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashkiach HaLav. But if a person trusts in something else, if a person trusts in something that's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says? About that Mashkiach on you. But you know what my Hashkach in you is? You're going to be relegated to that world. You're going to be within that Teva. You want to be rely on that Teva? You want to rely on that world that's not relying on a Kodesh Baruch Hu? So you're going to be relying on them. That's going to be the Hashkacha. The Hashkacha, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the way he says it, I'm making my Hashkacha from him. And Echanan, you lose the Hashkacha by Kodesh Baruch Hu in a way. And you have to live within that realm. That's if someone is Baiteach Bezulasa. Misha Baiteach Bezulas Hashem Meser Elekim Hashkachosa Meyolav Umeniechoy Sebiad Misha Batech Olav. There are two evils that my nation has done. Oisi Ozvu, they've forsaken me. Mikor Mayim Chayim, a mokar, a wellspring of water, live water. Lachatzoiv Lohem, what did they do? They carved it for themselves, Bayreis, Bayreis Nishbarim. They carved their own cisterns of water. But they're broken, they're cracked, those cisterns, because they're man-made. They had me, the Makar Mayim Chayim. They didn't have to do anything to get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But they forsook me, Shtayim Rois. But not only did they forsake me, they went and they lived within that Teva. For Omar Vayomiru es Kvoidom B'tavnis Shor Oichel Esef. For Omar HaKosuv Baruch HaGever Asher Yiftach B'Hashem. Fortunate is the man, blessed is the man who believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'hoi Hashem Miftachoi. And in Hashem is his Bitachoi. The Omar Ashrei Agever Asher Som Hashem Miftachoi V'Lefono Rehovim V'Sotei Chozov. Fortunate is the man who places within HaKadosh Baruch Hu his Bitachoi V'Lefono El Rehovim, and he does not turn to Balei Gaiva V'Sotei Chozov and the speakers of falseness. The Omar Orur Hagever, cursed is the man Asher Yiftach Ba'odom V'Som Bosa Zroya Yimin Hashem Yosu Libre. If a person decides, I'm not going to be b'teach in a getchka, what am I going to be b'teach in? My own intelligence. My own plans. And my own physical strength. I'm going to rely on going to work. Everyone has to go to work. Or mostly everyone has to go to work. That's the world. But don't rely on that. That's not what we rely on. Because if you rely on that, and you rely on your chachma, and you say, that's what I have, listen to the words of Rabbeinu Bachya. Yigal lorik, v'yech lashkeichai, v'tiktzatach bulosoi, mehasik chetzen. He will reach nothingness. His strength will ebb. His plans will be short of their mark. May have seek chetzah from attaining what they're supposed to, what his goal is. Kemosha Amar Akasuv, Loichet Chachomim Ba'Armon. Omer Shafti, the Ro'oi Sachas Hashemesh, Ki Loi Lakalim Hameretz. The race does not go to the fastest runner. The Loi Lakibayrim HaMilchama, and not to the strong man goes the war. The Gan Loi Lakachomim Lechem, and not to the Chachomim goes the bread. Omer Kfirim, Roshu V'Ro'evu, lions became impoverished and hungry. The Dorshe Hashem, the ones that are Derish Hashem, Le'yachsiru Kol Toiv. The Yimgiftach B'Roiv Oshrei, frightening words. If a person is Boiteach in his own Oysher, Yusar Mimenu, it will be taken from him, the Yisho'er L'Zulosai, and it will be left for someone else. K'moshe Omer HaKosov, Osher Yishkav V'lo Yosef. A person goes to sleep, V'lo Yosef, his money has not been taken away. Eino pokach, he opens his eyes, ve'einenu, and it's gone. Our boys say, in our days we saw this. There were people who went to sleep on a Thursday night before Bear Stearns made their announcement late that weekend, or Friday night, and came Sunday night and they got an email, right? That Bear Stearns was having a conference call. What was it, 9 p.m.? And what happened there? I remember sitting here. I remember that I was sitting at it was a Sunday night. We were sitting at Achnasa Sefer Torah. People went to sleep Sunday night. They had who knows what. They thought they had. They were relying on a lot. Rabbi said, but it's difficult. It's difficult because how do we rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How do we get to that level of being able to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Well, we're at the first step. We have to learn what it means. I once heard from an Adam Gadol that the word botach, the shorish of the word is toch, tes ches. The tes ches. Toch bekoisel, something is attached. Bitochoin comes from cleaving. I say, beis toch, it's the attachment of two things, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be boiteach in something, to rely on something, is to attach ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And to realize that in the end, if everything kumfana, if aus kumfana HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the only really worthwhile thing to be boiteach in. And if you look weiter, to go through every line over here, it would take too long, and I don't think it would hit its mark. I mean, it would if we had the time. But the Chavos Havavos goes in the Hakdama over here, and he discusses an alchemist, the person who knows chemistry very, very well, and he can change silver into gold. If you look at the page Kuf Yud Gimel, the end of the first column of Kuf Yud Gimel, he says like this. Umehen means one of the great, the benefits of relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shehavoteach be'elokim yivieu b'tchoino lefanais as libo me'inyonei ha'olam. It makes a person can be, before he said it was, the person is tranquil, he's calm. And when a person realizes that he has to be b'teach on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he doesn't have to be worried and be poina to the inyanei ha'olam, the world around him. Uliyakid levavid inyanei avad, he's able to be avid Hashem. The yedoyme b'menuchas nafshoi v'roichev liboy, he's similar. In his menuchas ha'nefesh, v'roichev liboy, umiyut daigosoi, le'inyanei ha'olamah, le'balvo alkimiyah. If a person truly believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is similar to an alchemist. Could you imagine if you had a little laboratory in your attic, you were able to go upstairs and you were able to go and make bars of gold, be able to make bars of gold out of silver? You go take silver, sure investment, nothing to talk about. Gold in the history of the world has never been worth nothing. Sure investment, always been worth more than silver. Okay. Copper and lead, the kesef, the silver. But even the alchemist, is missing what the Vayter and Hashem doesn't have. And he goes through 10 things. The Chavis Avavis goes through 10 things that a person who's Vayter and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has over the alchemist who can turn silver into gold. Who can turn nothing into something. And he discusses that a person who has to turn silver into gold, he needs silver. He needs his tools. He needs his cauldron. He needs the area to do it. He needs a market to sell it to. Right? That's the first thing. The second thing, he needs to be able to tolerate the whole system. Hasheni, kibala kimiyat zarech lemaisim lemalachas. Lo yishlo lechesed to losam. The Efshashim Yisuhu Reicham, their odor could kill him. The Ashonam and the smoke. He must mother so avoid that. And he goes through, it goes weiter and weiter. Ashlishi, Kibala Kimir, Eina Maimir al Soidai, Zulosai, Meyirosai al Nash, he's afraid to tell anyone. Babetech Belekim, Eina Yorim Mishum Adam Bebetchayna. Person is not afraid of anyone if he's Baitech and Akadosh Baruch. The Ravi, Kibala Kimir, Eina Nimloit, Mehazmin Meazov, the Akesef Harbe Leis Tzarchai. He has to do one of two things. Either he has to produce a tremendous amount of gold and silver. If he has too much, what's he going to do? He's going to be afraid someone's going to come take it away. If he just has to keep producing it every little time, it could be that he's not going to have the material at that time. And he goes through and he goes through every single one, and he discusses in each aspect how a person who is Vayteich in HaKadosh Baruch Hu has more than anyone else. And that's a very, very important basic tenet, basic concept to what the Chavetz Chabad is trying to drive home. And he discusses another thing. And I have a kasha on it. It's not really a kasha, it's an explanation. If you look at Vahashishi on page Kuf Yud Dalet, Shebal HaKimiyah, this alchemist, Einoi Batuach Mehecholoyim V'Hamadzim. He is not Batuach from sickness and disease. Shema'arbevin Olov Simchosai Ba'ashrei. You have a rich guy, he has so much money. He has fabulous wealth. He's got mansions. Right? He's doing great. He's got a private jet. Nebuchadnezzar gets sick. He can't use it. He can't enjoy it. He can't enjoy the life he has. And he can't enjoy what he's attained. A person's Baitech and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is less prone to getting sick. He's less prone. He's not. Except, Ela al derech ha-kapara. If he needs a kapara, or al derech ha-tmura. You hear what he's saying? What does that mean? It's a paladic thing. I don't understand. And why is the other guy getting sick? Why is the guy with... He says an unbelievable thing. He says a person who is Baiteach and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is less prone to getting sick. Except if it's a kapara or it's an einish. And why is the alchemist getting sick? Why is the rich man getting sick? Why? Not for a kapara, not for an einish? You know what he's saying over here? An unbelievable thing. If you don't rely on God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying you're saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're in the world of Mikra. You're in the world of happenstance. You're in the world of chance. You want to chance life? You want to chance your health? Don't be Bateach in Hashem, be Bateach in what you have. Reb Leib Sasseva, I said this over many times, said, the poor man can rely on Hashem. The rich man has a hard time. Because the rich man says, the rich man's assets scream out to him, all his belongings scream out to him, rely on me, rely on me. How many of us, when we heard what happened when $50 billion were lost, or when we heard what happened when Lehman went bankrupt, how many of us went to our bank and made sure, you know, money's still there? How many of us called our bank and found out, check, the bank I have my money in, is it really so safe? Is it going under? I mean, there's runs on banks, you know. Somebody told me that there was a fellow who said that he had a certain amount of money in Washington Mutual. And somebody told him before he knew that it was coming down, Washington Mutual was coming down, he said, you go now? He said, well, You go now and get a bank check from Washington Mutual right now, because I'm telling you, in 3 days, it's all over. Right? Lemaise said it was insured, I think. Lemaise was taken over, so it wasn't a problem. They're taken over. But the fact is, Rabbi Sai, he told me this story. Rabbi Sai, we rely on the bank. And what do we go? Oh, the bank. So we diversify our accounts, right? So we have enough FDIC insurance, Baruch Hashem, for all of those wealthy people. You know, it used to be 100,000, now it's 250, 35, 250, whatever it is, 250. I say to diversify all the accounts. And what's the government worth? Government's going to be printing trillions of dollars. Right? The pictures after World War II, World War I, excuse me, of the German people with their German Deutschmarks going to, in a wheelbarrow with the money in the wheelbarrow to buy a loaf of bread. Right? It can all turn on a dime. Mikra. Nothing's mikra. But what is he saying? Exactly what he said before. If we believe in other things, so then Hashem says, okay, you don't need me. You don't need me. That's okay. Okay. Survive in the world. Survive in that world without me. That's also a Kadosh Baruch Hu Hashgacha. So that same person is more prone to getting sick. That same person is more prone to virus. Is more prone to bacteria. Unbelievable thing. Rabbi said, we made a shtickel of haschola here. But I'd like to share with you a vort that the Briskirov says in Tehillim. In Elul, every single day, until from the beginning of Elul, until Shmini Atzeres, Fa'ad B'chlal, we say, L'davar Hashem Ayri. And L'davar Hashem Ayri, we say very curious words. Kavei El Hashem, Chazak V'yameitz Libecha, V'kavei El Hashem. They asked the Briskirov, what's going on here? Y'kavei El Hashem, what's this? What's the Vikavei El Hashem? Zok to Briskirov a Gevaldik Avok. The Briskirov says, a Moshe. You have two brothers. One brother is fabulously wealthy. And one brother has no money. But the brother who's wealthy decides, I want to support you, I want to help you, I want to give you clothes, I want to give you a house. I want you to look just like me. I want you to have everything. So he supports him. And then he says like this. Pam achas, omah ha'oshir le'achav. The osher says to his brother, ha'oni, hein emes, ki lo yechsa l'choshum dov, you're not missing anything. Avol ze ba'atzmai hu lo toiv. It's not good. Ki yiyya matzovcha tolui bi. Everything, kol matzovcha tolui bi. Everything is tolui in me. You have everything from me. Whatever you're missing, you have to rely on my munificence, my being your benefactor. What I give you. So he says, I want to tell you something. My brother, I'm not going to give you, you're not going to be on the dole anymore. I'm not giving you your clothes. I'm not giving you your food. I'm not giving you your house. I'm giving you money to invest, to live off of, to invest and make money. That's what I'm going to give you. And then, you're not going to be totally in me. You're not going to be totally in my mood. You're not telling anything. Zok to Briskirov state in the Shara B'Tofen. I'm going to use the words. The chol ashira sheba olam. Alan yoni azar batim ukramim. The person who has bitochin. I'm reading the words. Kihine bechayves halvaves b'shara bitochin mazbir v'haylech shemidas bitochin yisera berka al kol mashiyesh poylam azeh. Kigoyin sadais uvatim ukramim. The chol ashira sheba olam. The gam mibalva al kimiya shebiyada lafach kol mini matzis lazov. All the things that he says. The person who's a Bala B'tochen knows. Menucha Shleimah. The Ein Lo Daiga Mishum Dover. He doesn't have to worry about anything. Zokta Azoy. So the greatest thing a person can have is B'tochen. Zokta Kaveh El Hashem. If you have betochen Hashem, the Eibishter will be chazak v'yameitz libecha. He'll give you a gewaldike chazak v'yameitz libecha. V'kavi al Hashem, and you'll have more betochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gift. That says, this brother gives him money for an iska. What is that money, that iska? That you will have it on your own. You'll have it on your own because you'll have what to rely on. You have your own thing to rely on. You have your own Eibishter to rely on. You have your relationship, your talk with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have that to rely on. You don't need anyone else. That's the true betochen. And a person's not afraid. And we don't have to read it inside. But he talks how when a person knows what's right, he's afraid to say it sometimes. He's afraid to say it to his boss. He's afraid to say it to the chevra that's around him. Because he's not going to be so cool with the guys. Or his boss will get angry at him. Or v'chule v'chule. And a person gets sucked in spiritually to things that he shouldn't get sucked into. But if it was really a Vaitechan HaKadosh Baruch, when he realized every step of the way there's something I have to do and the way I have to act, and nothing bad can happen to me if I stand up for what's right. If I do it the right way. But if I stand up for what's right and I don't let myself get sucked into that. How many people have come over to me and say, how do I break away from this chevra? I don't want to be on the outside. What do you mean? If you're Baitechan HaKadosh Baruch, it's a difficult thing. If you're Baitechan Hashem, you know what's right. How could you not? How could a person not? And realize that nothing could hurt. I do the right thing like HaKadosh Baruch. The boy said we could tell so many stories of people that thought the worst had happened to them and it was really the best. And there are people that the best had happened to them and it was really the worst in their minds. For Baitechen HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the big picture. The big picture of everything. We have to realize. We have to have the wisdom. The wisdom and the strength to accept those things that we cannot change. And realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to rely on Him. He gave us a mitzvah of tefillin to realize, to realize that every step of the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashkiach alav. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching over. And He gives us the strength of heart. When we express a strength of heart, He gives us more strength of heart. Kavi al Hashem, chazak v'metzbech v'kavi al Hashem. B'tochein in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Zakhtu Rabbeinu Bachya, is the greatest and most important thing in Avodas Hashem. It's not only the most important thing in the business world, it's the most important thing in tefillah. It's the most important in our Avodas Hashem. It's the most important thing to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world. You know, there's something called the 12-step program. I don't know if anybody knows that. You know what the 12-step program is? It's an addict's program. A 12-step program, it's AA. Yeah. Addicts. Do you know what the number one thing of those 12 steps is? Not the number one step, but the most important thing? You have to give yourself over to a higher being. That's the number one thing. That higher being could be a doorknob as far as AA is concerned. The doorknob is like that. Bitochen is the only way to stop relying on other things. Bitochen is the only way to stop relying and thinking, I'm in control. And when a person has betochen, he could see in his life that he got a parking spot from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He could see in the small things. And he could see the tests. And I know someone who deals with anger. Anger management. He has anger. And he talks HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, the guy pulled into his spot. He lost the spot. And he's about to get angry and he says, Eibishter, I know you're testing me. You want me to get angry. I'm not going to get angry. I'll find another spot. And a second later, a spot opens up. I'm not trying to show you the unbelievable Yad Hashem. I'm trying to just one step. That if we realize that every step that we're doing, whether it be parnasa, health, whatever it is, to be Boteach and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the most important thing. This is the Hakdama. This is just the Hakdama. There's a tremendous, tremendous amount over here. Tremendous wealth of knowledge and a wealth of hashgacha to truly tap into. And hopefully it could all be things that we can be megashim, we can make them into things that relate to us in our daily life. Thank you.